Welcome to Making Life Happen with your girl, Trainer B, where life meets destiny, transforming dreams into reality. A place to discuss life and living it as it relates to our overall physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Let's get into it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining another episode of Making Life Happen with who? Your girl, Trainer B. I'm your host, Veronica Burnett Hunter, Master Trainer and Motivational Extraordinaire. If this is your first time joining, I would like to welcome you, and I hope that you will find this experience extremely educational, beneficial to growing forward. We don't just go forward, we grow forward. And if you are a returning listener, thank you, thank you, thank you, as always, for being a faithful participant. Now, if you have not subscribed to my channel, please do so because you're missing out on some good stuff. And if you are watching by way of YouTube, please make sure you click and subscribe and you can be notified when new episodes are posted. And if you're listening by way of podcast, you can also subscribe to my channel on whatever platform you're using to stream so you can stay up to date too with what the latest episodes are going on and what's happening. I would also, it would also be awesome if you would just please do me a favor and share these with your family and friends, as we want to reach as many people as possible with tools of encouragement so that we all can walk through with purpose in this lifelong journey of what, let's say it together, making life happen. Now, today I have a special guest. Her name is Joy Robinson. She's a licensed clinical mental health counselor, the supervisor for over 18 years of experience helping children, adolescents, and adults through her private practice in Union County, North Carolina. And she has also served in various clinical roles within the public organization, partnering with local divisions in the state of North Carolina. And that's some good stuff. She's provided leadership to coaching for emerging leaders. And I used to work at the Department of Health and Human Services. So that's how we met. I remember her being one of the coaches for that program. Now, she's a published author of the book called On My Couch, which I'm hoping that she's going to talk to you about it. She's a therapist. It's a therapist journal and a 7 days to more joy. Joy empowers others to embrace healing, reflection, and intentional joy. In 2022, she launched a Enjoy, that's E-N-J-O-Y, Enjoy Wellness Retreats. It equips women to prioritize self-care, which is what we're going to be talking about today. And we're coming to you today because this is the month of October, which we celebrate breast cancer awareness. And Joy is going to talk to you about her journey. I may interject every now and again about my journey, as some of you well know about my journey. But we're just going to sit and invite you to come and sit on the couch with us as we just have a good old conversation and a little girl talk with why it is important to get your mammograms and your checks every year and the importance of health care and how it impacts us in life. Now, Joy's journey, after she courageously overcame breast cancer in 2024, she transformed her journey into purpose through her new initiative. It's called Support for Survivors. It's a program dedicated to uplifting and empowering fellow survivors. So I just want to jump right in here and just say, Joy, thank you for joining me. And just have anything you want to say, just again, join us on the couch, people, because we're here to talk to you about what it's like to make life happen. And we're asking Joy from her perspective, what does that look like to you?
Yeah. So first off, Veronica, thank you so much for an opportunity to talk to your listeners and subscribers. I don't take that lightly. So I welcome an opportunity to talk to women about self-care and wellness and all the things. So yeah, let's just jump in. It's October. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And in 2024, my life took a really hard left pivot. No history of breast cancer in my family. Never felt a lump. Went for a mammogram. Routine mammogram. They're like, okay, so you got dense tissue, come back for a diagnostic. I'd had that happen before, so I wasn't alarmed there. But you could tell the face of the radiologist was like, wait a minute, I see something. So long story short, had to do a biopsy. did a biopsy on a Thursday, and they told me, you know, we'll let you know probably by Monday or Tuesday. So I'm thinking I had the weekend to relax and actually go to a track meet. They called me on Friday, and I don't remember much that was said after it is breast cancer.
Right. So, I think, remember that commercial where, I'll never forget that commercial where it says, everybody knows where they were the day that they get. That commercial just plays over and over in my head. I cannot get the commercial out of my head because you remember that.
Exactly. It's one of those defining moments. Like, I was in the car, in the garage, about to pull out, and I saw the number come up, and I came flying back in because I knew something, and I wanted to be with my husband when they said that. So yeah, like you just, you know. Mm-hmm. So fast forward, I told them I needed to move through this thing as quickly as possible. I did not want to miss a track event for my son. And thanks be to God, they were able to, you know, do the surgery, did radiation, all the things, and I never missed a beat. And what I credit, a couple things that I credit my successful prognosis with, first off, my faith. I think spiritual wellness is so important that we connect to something that's bigger than us. And I believe that that is what truly carried me through. Then my husband and sons, like, I have the best support system. So being connected to people that helped carry me. And I had an intentional self-care practice. Like, I do self-care every day. We'll talk about that. But I think that really made my body a place where cancer wasn't going to be able to survive very easily or very long. So I'm very appreciative that I had gotten in the best shape of my life at 47 then. And so I say that to say it's never too late to get in good shape.
Right.
Never too late. Yep. And I believe that, like I said, cancer didn't have a fighting chance with my faith and the way that I was able to just have that good self-care practice already in place. So here I am, cancer-free. God is good.
Okay. So you didn't have to do the chemo or anything like that.
I didn't have to do chemo, but I did do 16 rounds of radiation. And I think sometimes people think, oh, you know, chemo is harsh and it is harsh on the body. What people may not understand, radiation is every weekday. So it was Monday through Friday, you know, being there at 8 o'clock. I think my appointment was like 7:30 was the time. You pick a time that you come every time. Mm-hmm. So, yep, 16 rounds of that. And yeah, made it through that.
Yeah. When I heard your story, I was just amazed. I was like, wow, her story is so much like mine.
So similar.
Because there was no lump. It was a mammogram.
Yeah.
And I think what I didn't expect is that after all of that, I realized that I dealt or still deal with from time to time PTSD.
Honey, yes. Yes.
Because when I go back, oh, that first couple of times I had to go back for my exam, I'm sitting in there on pins and needles. I was like, oh my God. And then that, like the second time when I went back after all the surgery and everything, and I had to go back on my first mammogram, same doctor, that same radiologist that found it, when I saw him coming down the hall, to me, he literally had to say, he said, no, you fine, you okay. He said, oh, you've been through a lot, haven't you? Yes. I said, honey,
yes.
You have no idea.
Yes, because your body as a therapist, your body just goes back to that first time, that last time, like, this is what happened. So the body doesn't know this is something different. I had my first mammogram post survivorship last week. And when I tell you, yes, PTSD is a real thing. It is not just for war veterans. The body does not know the difference between gunfire and the trauma of going through what we've been through. So yeah, it is.
Yeah. So one of the things that my doctor told me was, Veronica, you know, one of the leading causes of cancer is stress. And you know for yourself, where I come from and the work that in the places that I've worked, I used to work in environments that were very highly stressful. I used to work in the social service industry, and I worked with the state, and just high stressful, every day, just high stress, and among other things, just life. But one of the things that, like you said, that got you through, that got me through, was my faith. Because I received the word in 2015 from the Lord that I was going to be touched with the spirit of infirmity. I just didn't know what it was. 2020, when it happened, I was like, oh, that's what you meant. Because I had a word from the Lord, I knew, because he told me it's connected to assignment. It is to fortify a compassion in you for the work. And I was like, okay. So now when I talk to God, I'm like, okay, fortified now. I'm fortified now. I'm good.
I'm good there.
But one of the things that I really, really wanted you to talk about, because self-care, how important, we, especially as Black women, we don't understand the significance of the importance of self-care, because we have been the breadwinners a lot of times, and in many cases, we're taught from just, I know for me, let me just talk for me, speak for me. I was taught by a strong Black woman. And she was a single mom, and she raised five kids. And I was taught to grind. I was taught to work out. What is that? You know, on one of your videos, you were talking about self-care Sundays, or it's just going to take a bubble bath. No, it's more than that. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Oh, I could talk for days about this one. The majority of the women that I treat look like us. So I have years of experience of listening to the stories. Most of us, don't know what true self-care is.
Right.
And if we don't know, we're not really making time for it. So it's really, I think it's my purpose, and it's even deeper now post in survivorship, of helping us women, particularly Black women, understand that self-care is something that you do that replenishes your soul, replenishes your body, it replenishes your mind. And self-care isn't something that is, you saw my video, I hate hashtag self-care Saturday or self-care Sunday. You don't wait until one day a week to eat. Every day you are pouring out and giving to those that you are connected to. So you got to pour back in. And that's what self-care is.
But so we don't know that. Nobody teaches and tells us these things, Joy.
Because most of us, I'm sorry.
No. And a lot of times we think we can't afford it.
Oh, yes. And I think that is one of my gifts, is making it simple, inexpensive, easy to implement. Because to your point, most of us saw moms who really didn't slow down enough to take care of themselves. So we had this mindset, okay, I got to hustle. I got to grind. Hustle is what killed our mothers, our grandmothers, our great grandmothers, right? So slowing down, and really, it doesn't have to be a full spa day. Self-care for me could be, I take a magnesium bath at night to get the best sleep in the world. The Dr. Teal's thing is probably like $5, $10, you know, a bag. It doesn't have to be expensive. Something as simple as journaling. The women that I treat are mostly in the 30s to 50s range. And so perimenopause and menopause are a real thing. And they'll say, you know, when I lay my head down the pillow, that's when the thoughts start running. Get a notebook and just jot down your thoughts. That's self-care. So we have to really reframe our definition of what self-care is. Going to the hair salon, nail salon, getting your pedicure and your manicure, that's good, but that's grooming.
Right.
Self-care has to be more than skin deep. It's got to, really replenish who you are.
I meet with a group. I just have what I call one another in sessions. Mm-hmm. Well, we as women, we get together and we just sit and we relax and just relate. And just, this is I call it a judgment-free zone.
Yes. Yep.
And I have I prayed for this starting in 1997. I told God, I said, in my next house, I want an upper room. And so the upper room is just a place you go and just chill and you relax in the presence of God. And we get up there and we have the best time laughing.
Yes.
We have the best time talking. We pray, we cry, we laugh, we do everything with one another. We just do a whole lot of one another. And that to me is a level of self-care, because I can tell you the number of women that have come here and said, Veronica, I never get an opportunity to just be me. I said, well, it's mandatory when you come here.
That's what we're doing.
That you leave all the titles and all your responsibility. I want you to leave that at the door. Yep. And when you come here, it's just you letting your hair down and you just having a good old time and just relax.
Because so often what I have found is we're on all the time. We play these roles. We're the wife. We're the partner. We're the mom. We're the executive. All these roles. Do we create space to just be? So, And Veronica, when your friends come over for the one another, like, do they spend a lot of money?
No, we don't spend money. We just sit and take our shoes off and just get comfortable. You know what I say? One night I'm just going to have one evening I'm just going to have a pajama party. No, they're not going to stay, but it's just wear your pajamas.
I mean, your PJ is comfortable. Yes. Yes.
And just come and we just going to have a good time.
And community. And so
it's an opportunity to unpack. And just one of the things that I can share for me, and I know that I have had a hard time learning how to rest over the years. And it was so funny to me because I'm in my brain, mm-hmm. every Saturday morning, you need to get up and be doing something.
You better get up and clean.
It's always something to do, right? But that was ingrained in me.
Yep.
So one day I was laying on the bed and I was praying and I was just meditating. And I heard the Lord say, just as clear, he said, you need to learn how to rest. And I was like, why rest? And I'm laying down. He said, no, you need to learn how to rest. And I was like, okay. He said, you know why you can't rest? I said, no. He said, because you equate resting with being lazy.
Lazy. Yeah, I hear that all the time.
But we're never allowed. That's what we were told. You know, you're lazy. Get up and do something.
Right. And so a couple of things I do with women that I hear this so often, right? So I train them to what rest really is. It's different kinds of rest. Mm-hmm. So we start usually with mindfulness, just 3 to 5 minutes of just sitting with your thoughts. And meditation and mindfulness are not about clearing the mind. It's just about slowing it down and paying attention. So mm-hmm. I teach that. But then also on the flip side of that, because I'm a cognitive behavioral therapist, so we think, we feel, we do. Mm-hmm. Rethink what rest is. Rest is about producing more capacity. So you're actually doing something. It is not passive. You're creating more capacity by just slowing yourself down a minute. Even if you didn't see mom and grandmom do it, your daughters right. and your sons are watching. So do we want to keep perpetuating that cycle of hustle and grind? Mm-hmm. I know my sons are looking at me like, okay, well, mom has the door closed. She means business. Mom is going to go to bed at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday night. She means business. But just really modeling and protecting our rest mm-hmm. is so important. So important. We're not, like you said, we're not taught that.
Now that I am semi-retired.
Yep.
I'm having to retrain my brain mm-hmm. and learn how to just take it easy. And just relax. Because I have one of those high functioning brains. I really do.
Go, go, go.
I'm in go, go, go mode all the time. Yep. And I'm literally have 3 or 4 thoughts going on. It's like, I'm sitting here having a conversation with you, but I'm down the street having another conversation. I'm hearing what you're saying. And I can come back and repeat to you what you said, yep. but I've also solved another problem in the other room. And so, I have to literally turn my brain off. It's like, stop.
Yep.
And slow down. So what I love and what I teach too is journaling.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
And that was so therapeutic for me. And how I learned how to journal was because I didn't know how to pray. Mm-hmm. When I first came into, I grew up in church, but I never had a relationship with God.
It's different. Always different.
Church. And I didn't have, but when I learned how to have a relationship with God, that came in 1997. Mm. And I would hear all these people talk about, oh, and God said this, and God, I was like, oh, he talks?
Right, what?
he never talked to me. Mm-hmm. So I felt really silly talking to God. Mm. And so what I did was I just grabbed me a notebook.
Yep.
And I started writing letters to Jesus. That's how I learned awesome. How to pray.
That's journaling and prayer. Like you keep those on stone.
Oh my goodness, that was so therapeutic for me, Joy. And yeah. I don't care what kind of day and thoughts I would have, and I would let that paper have it. And I would journal 2, 3, or 4 times. I have journals.
Yes.
And I would just journal and I would write these, dear Jesus, and I would just tell them about my day. And I remember one night I had a dream where this gentleman came. He walked up to me. He said, thank you for the letters. And when I woke up, I was like, what letters? I said, oh my gosh.
Your letters, your journal.
You got my letters, right? So wow. That just empowered me even the more. And as I continue to develop my relationship, he helps me not only use what I've experienced to help other people. Mm-hmm. And so journaling is a big part of just rest. And just so in the morning, I like to get up when it's really, really quiet, mm-hmm. like 5 or 6 o'clock.
I'm a 5 a.m. girl.
Go upstairs while everything is quiet. I've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
And just learning how to just relax. Even if I don't do anything, I just sit.
And that's producing more capacity because your body needs that time to pause. And I am a huge, you read in my bio, my first book was a journal, like a guided, a prompted journal, because a lot of us, we feel like it's got to be like a Dear Diary or that kind of situation. Journaling, like you said, can just be angry letters and just letting the book have it, because that's brain dump and getting those thoughts out of your mind onto paper is so therapeutic. And then in therapy, we're going to go through, okay, so what are the themes? What are we picking up on in this writing? So that's a wonderful self-care tool that costs about the cost of a notebook. So yeah.
Yeah. Or either just writing a letter to your younger self. It's like, dear younger me.
Yep. Yep. What would I tell my 12-year-old self?
What? Even what would I tell myself last year? What would I do different? And I've even written letters where I apologize to myself.
Yep. And I think too, with those letters, you don't have to keep them, because some people say, if I write it down, you know, somebody might find it. We do ceremony, you burn it. And mm-hmm. like, have that be therapeutic. Say, you know what? I'm releasing this and let it go.
Yeah. So what, some other simple tools that don't cost anything, just what's anything else that you recommend? For me, I can take a walk. I can ride my bike.
Yep. So I'll just talk about kind of like what I do. Cause then, I mean, you know, I'm really doing it and I believe it. Between every client, I go outside, weather permitting. So if it's not raining, I don't care how cold or how hot it is, I'm going to step outside. Sunlight. Most of us don't get enough sun. And particularly for Black and brown women, we're not absorbing enough vitamin D through our skin. So getting sun. I get my sleep. If you know you snore, get a sleep study so that you can get restful sleep. That CPAP, it is not attractive, but it is life-changing to get you good sleep. Do what you need to do to sleep. Moving. The obesity rates for us are saddening and alarming. And most of us don't move our bodies enough. And it's free to take a walk. It is free to take a walk. Mm-hmm. Get a glass of water. Like, most of us live in a dehydrated state. Our skin shows it, our energy levels. So even those are like simple, almost free things to do just on a regular, everyday kind of basis. Mm-hmm. And I journal. I do all things, stay connected to friends, like you're talking about. All those things are so, so important.
You know, something else that just came to mind, what you said about like connecting with friends. Sometimes we need to know when we've had enough. I used to feel guilty when I didn't want to be around people or didn't want to be bothered with people. I was like, you're just being mean or you're being selfish. Well, no, I've learned now. Now I've gotten to, I'm protecting my energy. I'm protecting my peace. I'm protecting all of this because I cannot afford to give you out of an empty vessel, because I'm just going to deplete myself even more.
Exactly. And this to some people sounds kind of cocky and uppity. Access to me is a privilege.
Yes.
And so we call that boundaries. Who I let into my emotional space, you got to earn that, and you got to keep working to keep that, because I'm going to do the same for you. So everybody doesn't deserve access to you. And so even if you've had, gosh, a long-term relationship, 20 years, and it's no longer balanced or serving you well, it's time to set a new boundary and say, you know what? Our season is probably over.
I go back to through my phone contacts at least once every year or two. I start.
Yes. Clean that joker up.
I haven't spoken to this person in at least 2 years. Or I start, especially getting rid of those, it's like, I only hear from you until you want something. No is a powerful thing.
It's a full sentence. It's a complete sentence.
It's a whole dissertation.
Yes.
I don't owe you any explanation as to my no. And so what I'm finding is that we, again, as African-American people, we are taught that that's your family.
You're supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Veronica, I'll go deeper. In our faith, we're taught, well, you're supposed to love everybody. Yes, we do love everyone. But even Jesus had boundaries. He separated himself and went away to pray. He separated himself from the disciples to rest. So we got to, he showed us the best model of self-care.
I say it all the time. I said, so when I'm talking to someone or counseling someone, it's like, oh, these people, I said, baby, they call people. And people do what people do. That's why Jesus had to hide himself. I said, and another thing, I can't help who I was born to, but I get to choose who I subject myself to or who I allow access, like you said, to me. Don't feel guilty when you have to put up boundaries, even when it comes to family, because family are the very ones sometimes that will take advantage or cross those boundaries because they feel like they have the right to.
Exactly. I think I just...
And don't feel guilty about it.
No. In the last week, I think one of my posts was, boundaries don't mean I don't love you. Boundaries mean I love me. And I think that's so important to understand. Like, boundaries are to protect me. We have physical boundaries that protects us physically. We got to do the same thing with emotional. And we as a culture, we think, oh, well, you're supposed to have this kind of relationship because y'all are blood relatives. And that's not always the case.
Right. So in your experience, what was your advice to someone who, because I'm pretty sure you've heard it, that comes to you and tell you, well, I have these, my family's always intrusive and I don't know what to tell them, or I don't know how to draw that boundary line.
So with that kind of client, we would talk about, okay, so here's some examples of some language that you can put into your words, how to set that boundary. But then we go a step deeper. Oftentimes it's tied to guilt. I feel guilty when I do that. And so guilt is the distance between, you know, what I'm doing and what I think I should be doing. And we try to lessen that gap. Okay, so let's reframe. What do you really want out of that relationship? What are you really expecting of yourself? So we do a little deeper core belief work so that the person is able to use those, you know, boundary setting sentences. Because everybody isn't ready to say, nope. Like, you got to really be confident in yourself, say, nah, I'm not doing that anymore. Yeah. So I work with clients to get them closer to that so that they can understand and start to see the benefit of setting the boundary and how healthy it is for them.
So being that it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, yes, ladies, please go get your girls checked and make sure you're taking care of yourself. As we've been talking, just remind you again, if you have any questions or problems, I know they have this age limit on it or whatever. You want to advocate for yourself.
Push
and make sure that they give you those. Well, I can't afford it. Well, yeah, you can, because they have free clinics or free exam. People are offering them all the time. Just, you know, get online, figure out where it is, or call the hospital. They can tell you. But I also want to jump into, you do breakfast. I know you do retreats. You do something else.
Yep, I do self-care brunches.
A little bit about that, because next year you're doing one in Cabo. I will be there in Cabo. Yay!
Yes. So it's interesting. I started out doing self-care brunches. So after I treated women during the pandemic, I started to really pay attention to, okay, wait a minute. The nail salons are closed. The hair salons are closed. So what are we really doing for self-care if that was all that we were thinking was self-care? So I put together a brunch and we came in our mask and all the things and just really talked about what self-care really is, how to incorporate it into your day, how to go deeper than skin deep. So I had these brunches. The first one sold out within hours. So I was like, okay, so women want this. So let me do this. So I was doing those probably about quarterly. Mm-hmm. I love the Caribbean. I come to life in blue water and white sand. So he put it on my mind, like, okay, why not combine this and take this show on the road? Mm-hmm. So in 2022, I launched my first retreat within Joy, Capital Joy Wellness Retreats. We went to Negril. I think it was like 12 of us. Had the best time. I learned so much about myself as an individual, as a practitioner, as a retreat leader. And it has just taken off ever since. So we've done Negril. We've done the DR a couple times. Like you said, we're going to Cabo. And I'm about to launch one for Mauritius. I had to learn how to say it because I was like, where is Mauritius and what is it? Small island off the coast of Africa. So stay tuned for that.
Oh, okay.
Yep. this, and women need it. And the reason I love these retreats, when you come to a brunch, it's cool. So you get 3 hours to disconnect. But when you go on a wellness retreat, you are away from it all. You don't have to go back and figure out, okay, so what we're going to have for dinner? How am I going to entertain these kids? I got to do it. Is truly a complete disconnect. Mm-hmm. It's such a replenishing time. Those are very, very special to me.
Well, I think the reason why they work, because I do retreats as well. The reason why they work is because it pulls you away from home. And it pulls you away from your environment, because when we are at home, it's like, oh, I got to wash the clothes. Oh, I got to do this. I need to do that. You're all in go, go, go mode all the time. Yep. And you're trying to relax, but you can't.
Exactly. Because you see, you think about, okay, I need to go put this load of laundry in, or I got to start dinner. Right.
Right. Retreat. Right. Even though I don't have any children at home, he's grown and gone.
Yeah.
But I'm still, my mind is still going half the time. I still have a hubby. And it's like, okay, well, what does he need? And I'm always thinking. And so, yeah, one thing I know about, or what I've learned about self-care, is that you have to be extremely intentional.
Intentional.
It's like a forced discipline.
It is.
It's like, I would encourage every person watching this, if you're not doing it, get the word can't out of your head. Because if you don't do it, one day you're going to be forced to.
You're going to be forced to. Yep. And don't find the time for it. We will never find the time, because our days will be filled with everything else. Mm-hmm. Create the time. So I think you said you're a 5 a.m. kind of girl too. That 5 a.m. mindset book was one of the best books I've read in a while. Getting up and creating that space that is just for you. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, you might miss a little sleep, but just go to bed earlier. And then you really have that time for self-care. You got to create it.
I just encourage everyone, no matter where they are, whether it's work, home, carve out some space in your space to get away. Like in my office, every office that I had, I always had a corner
that
I would just decorate and put a chair so I could get up from my desk. Even mm-hmm. though I didn't want to leave the office, I would get up from my desk and I would go into that corner. That was a designated place that I would close my door and I would be in that place. In my home, there's a designated place where I would go undisturbed from the rest of the house, that you knew when you come in this room.
This.
So just carve out some space that's yours.
Exactly. And that's being intentional. So that's what we're talking about. Just intentional time, intentional space. No, we can't go to Cabo every week. I wish I could. But mm-hmm. you can create that special chair with, look, the nice warm blanket, whatever you need to create that space. And then, and it signals to your family too, when she in her space, y'all leave her alone. It sets a boundary.
Right. Because it tickles me to, whenever I'll even go outside on the back porch sometime and I'll take my coffee out there on the back porch. And before he cracks it, oh, are you
good? Right. Can I come out?
He recognizes the fact, am I, can I come out? Am I disturbing you? And so I have to give him the okay. And I love that.
Yeah,
I love that, because they notice. They start to notice. So, but before we go, I would love to talk to you all day long. Maybe we'll have to do a part two.
Yeah.
Tell everybody, one, how they can get in touch with you, where they can find your material, and anything else that you want to say before we
start. Well, again, thank you, Veronica. This has been fun. I do look forward to part two, maybe, you know, part three, who knows? So to stay connected, the best way, follow me on Instagram, enjoy_wellness_retreats. That's where I drop things about the retreats and brunches, yes. But more importantly, little self-care tips and hacks. If I'm doing a recipe, like today, I made protein pudding out of cottage cheese, like little things like that, that you can easily implement into your day. So that's the first thing. And then email jrobbins@enjoywellnessretreats.com. So I would love to stay connected. If you're in North Carolina and want to come to a brunch or go on a retreat, I would love to meet you in person.
So what I'm going to do is that when I upload this on YouTube, I'm going to put all your information in there so they'll have it. So you all look for the links and the different things in the description, because they're going to be there where you can connect with Joy. And I would encourage you to do it and join, not in 2000 and what? When's Cabo?
So Cabo is December. Cabo is October 2026.
Okay, yeah. You can't do 26, you book, but maybe... Maybe there's some other events that she's going to be doing. Yeah. And I'm going to be doing that. You all can connect with us. I have a retreat coming up next year. The one we did in August of this year, it was phenomenal. Yes. It was at the Well of Mercy in Hamptonville, North Carolina. It was so phenomenal.
And I can't wait to attend your events. And yeah, y'all stay tuned. We're going.
Yeah. Listen, we got some stuff coming.
We got some stuff brewing.
I'm telling you, this is one of the best years that I have experienced after all the trauma and the breast cancer and all the other things that we've had to endure. We deserve to have the best life. Yeah. Listen, God died to give us life and life abundantly, but we have to be intentional about living that life.
Totally.
So again, I want to thank everybody. And I pray this episode has been a blessing to you. And if it has, I would love to hear from you. Listen, you can go to my website at trainerv.com, drop me an email, drop me a notification, and just share your thoughts with us. If you have not had opportunity to listen to the other episodes, I would encourage you to do so, because again, you're missing out on some good stuff. And finally, if you would like for me or Joy to speak at any of your upcoming conferences, seminars, workshops, or training events, email me. Email Joy. Or simply go to my website. Joy's website, again, the information will be in the description of this YouTube. And you can go to my website at trainerv.com and fill out a request form. And I promise you, we will get back to you promptly.
Yeah.
Again, I am always and always will be all about making life happen. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's me all day long. And if I can assist, or if Joy can assist you to do that, because that's what we're all about. Exactly. And fulfilling your goals toward having a more productive life. Look, we're here for it. Now, don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, podcast station, and follow both of us on the various media platforms. I promise you, you will not forget it. You will not regret it. Going to get some good information and just pass this information along. Okay.
Yeah.
I may not be able to reach everyone, and Joy's not going to be able to reach everyone, but you can assist us by sharing these videos. Amen. Okay. All right. So listen, this is your girl, Trainer V. I hope this has been a blessing to you, and we will see you next time.